the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late, how everybody.
Wake up late,
how everybody.
Wake up late,
how everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
There you go. Somebody mocked it, but welcome to the show, Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, joined by Cyril Dobrik.
What's going on, Dougie?
Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie, I'm just practicing my Spanish so I can order a Taco Bell in Miami.
Yeah, you better.
Dos chalupas. It's not all of Miami, just Hialeah.
Isn't that crazy? We're going to talk about that. That to me is like I would like to open the show because it was amazing. You, like you said, this is a real mind blow of like world happening in Miami, hometown Miami, here.
Is it like a worldwide thing? I thought it was just a local story.
I think it's going to explode because you know there's an interesting. This isn't the typical. It's white against black.
Just call racism right away.
People are like, wait, what do you call this? This is two minorities going at it.
You got to watch the video, ladies and gentlemen.
You got it. Right? If you haven't, right?
Yeah. You must
watch it. What happens, Dougie?
Well, you brought it up today when we got sat down.
So this group of people come up to the drive-through in Taco Bell in Hialeah, and the woman basically tells them in Spanish that, no inglés.
No inglés.
Can't serve you. Yeah, basically. So
and the people in the car were...
They were black.
Black family?
Yeah.
Okay, younger. The ladies sound younger, maybe 40s, the 30s, 20s, somewhere in that range.
And they're pretty surprised that they can't be served. They're like...
Taco Bell in Miami.
Like arguing with the woman saying, are you serious? You can't serve me?
Yeah, what?
Like, what are you saying?
I'm not a cop. Serve me.
Serve it.
Yeah. I don't have no police cop. It was amazing to me. And the woman said, sorry, ma'am, you're getting... she's basically saying, didn't get... You're in the way. In Spanish, she's saying, you're in the way. You got to move. And she goes, I ain't going to move. Give me my number six.
And at one point, she says, this is Hialeah.
Yeah.
This is Hialeah.
One really funny part of it was when the couple in the car were so mad, so angry, they started speaking Spanish that they knew. They were like, cuatro. I want cuatro.
Yeah.
You don't know what cuatro is?
Yeah. Give me the cuatro.
It seems like, by the way, as someone who's lived overseas, ordered in every language, ordering food is the easiest thing you can do in a foreign language.
Yeah.
All you do is you look at the menu and you just read it.
It's not like you have...
Point.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You sound it out.
See that photo with that burger thing?
You'd feel like...
Hamburguesa?
Pretty sure that's the reason pictures were
Taco Bell,
put
I forgot.
There.
Yeah. Listen, it's amazing. If you haven't seen the video, you got to... This black couple are in the car trying to order, and they're like, "I don't believe this! This woman!" And it's amazing to me. There's a part of me that because it was so crazy and unbelievable, I was thinking this has got to be staged.
Yeah, you wonder that one of those viral videos. Yeah.
One way, like again, how can we believe anything we see anymore on this little thing we're looking at, this little bright bulb, that we keep looking at every day?
And, strobe light.
You know what I mean? I'm looking into it. I'm getting all my information now. I'm learning of the world. I am so smart. what the fuck, man? Calm down.
I love at one point in the video, she's just world. Like, she talks to the guy in the back seat.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's like, no mas, papi. This is one of those situations, by the way, where you feel like everyone could have just taken a second and backed down. And probably... The people ordering could have slowed down and tried to order in Spanish.
Right.
And the woman could have tried to understand them or like tried to help them. Why are both sides so unhelpful?
She could have went on Babelfish.
It did seem
she could have
Google Translate.
Yeah, listen, you got to cope with this stuff, man. It's up to you. Listen, don't blame other people for they're in Miami. They're not supposed to be able to speak English. You know,
well,
can
the
you
best mind? Part is the other employees in the Taco Bell came up behind the one that was not speaking English, and you can tell the one in the middle spoke English, and she was like, nope.
Yeah. So let me ask
she
you a question
said,
there.
Nope.
So they were just racist.
So you
at
thought
a
you
point.
Thought they didn't like it, los negros.
Yeah. It could have been that. You know? It could have been. Well, it seemed like that the way because.
But listen,
like
how could Here's my point. What all of a sudden that day, like somebody working in Taco Bell in Hialeah.
You think this must have happened before?
Yeah. There's been black people in the drive-thru, I'd imagine,
and people that didn't speak English,
right?
Maybe
you know, perhaps they, like some Russians. Russians. You know, so there's a lot of Russians in certain parts of Miami.
Could have been.
You know. That's I can't do Russian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sunny Isles.
Yeah, you get a lot of Russians. You know, you get some guy, you know.
I thought it was really funny, though, by the way, when you actually read the article, the woman's complaining still.
Right. And,
okay, so first of all, if you work at Taco Bell, you should speak English.
If that
hasn't been said
it's
yet.
Listen, it has nothing to do with the fact that if you live in Miami.
You don't need
like,
to speak English.
I've had relatives
if you live in Miami.
Being Hispanic. I have relatives that spoke to the day I can remember, my mother spoke Spanglish to me. She spoke half English and half Spanish, but that's why I'm not very good at Spanish because,
right,
you know,
right.
I was like half with half. I'm like, well, I can kind of speak Spanish, you know. So,
if you work at the little corner bodega,
yeah,
you don't need to speak English. I don't care. Yeah. But if you work,
because you walk
Bell,
up and you bring stuff. Right. Like if you work at the bodega, you put the shit on the counter. Like, what do you want? I want this. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, that's your own small...
but that's your business.
Motherfucker, this
do
is
that.
A cheeseburger
that's right.
and a fucking Mountain Dew, bitch.
That's right. If this is America. If you want to run your business not speaking English, you're free to do that. And if you can still survive as a business, who cares? But this is Taco Bell.
Yeah, by the way, Christy Landsberger says, how about everyone learn sign language?
There you go.
Ooh.
The universal language. Yes, here's
I'm
sign language.
I'm pretty sure
go
they all
yourself.
Use sign
I
language
got enough
by
shit
the
to
end
do.
Of that.
They tried that. They were trying to do a burrito sign and thought they were sent home to suck their cock.
Yeah, I know sucky dicky.
I think they stopped videoing, but
I know
they both used sign language right at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was... Kevin Holly says, just give him a bag of fucking tacos and burritos, the whole menu. See, listen, this is not an entrepreneurial Hispanic person, because if they were, they go, okay, I take care, and gives you everything, the Supreme, everything. Here's your bill, $55. The most expensive bill in that day at a Taco Bell. Well, is this what you wanted? This is what you wanted?
I don't think they're seeing any of that money. So
yeah.
Why go to the trouble? You know, one thing that was really funny, though, is if you read the article, the woman...
Why does he keep suggesting that? Like, we didn't read the article?
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
You know
what I mean?
No, he was
talking to the fans.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you read the article. Audience. This woman says, she's complaining, and she says, well, the Taco Bell gave me a $100 gift certificate
right.
when I complained.
I but spent 8 years to fill it.
She said, but I still... That's right, yeah, because everything's 10
I mean,
cents.
Fucking $100 at Taco Bell. It'd last me a few years.
Right. No, but she said...
Is there an expiration date on this fucking thing?
Lifelong.
Lifelong 100.
Just chalupas for life, right.
Fuck, yeah.
No, she's complaining and she says, oh, I have the $100, but I still don't feel like I have justice. I'm like, really? That seems like justice to me.
I guess she's foreseeing all the rumbles she's going to get.
How is that not justice?
That's complete. Yeah.
It's $100
awesome.
At Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is the dollar came with the little chihuahua on it, so she didn't believe it was a real
right.
one.
Yeah. That's an old marketing tool.
Yeah, they gave her an expired gift certificate.
Chalupa bucks.
So, dude, that was crazy when you watched that video. But it's right. It's like, hey, this isn't typical, you know, white guy saying racist thing, you know, Trump guy. This is
learn
this,
English.
This is an Hispanic woman basically being racist to a minority being racist to another minority.
And not doing her job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, you know, that's why I'm saying it almost seems so like you said, the most important principle of that whole story was she works
at a Taco Bell
in Miami, which means you have to speak English.
A little bit.
I feel like you gotta.
That's you. No, listen. It's on. I can assure you. I've never gone to Taco Bell and applied. I can trust you that. I promise you that. But listen, somewhere on that application says you speak what language?
Well, what language is the application in?
Exactly.
That's the thing. They have both.
I think
they
it's
have both languages.
Nombre. I think it's, you didn't fucking do a Spanish application. Now listen,
did.
If you're a good attorney and that's the application, it's like, well, look at my client. She fucking gave her Spanish application.
Yeah,
it's not like you're expecting her to know English.
Right, right.
You're done. Pay her. You're embarrassing. $5 million, please. All in free Taco Bell. We'll hand it down for the next 50 generations. That's an annuity that we'll never pay. Now I got to make a disclosure at the beginning of the show.
That happens in restaurants all the time, though, too. And like in reverse, even right. like I used to wait tables at this one Spanish Brazilian steakhouse. Right? Uh-huh. We take the entire order in English. We're talking. Everything's fine. Perfect. No right. problem. Because it was all one and two. Okay. No problem. We can all do one and twos. You want the full meal or the half meal? One or two.
Right.
So then at the end, they're like, can we please have a Spanish speaker? Right. We need solo English, solo Espanol.
Yeah,
right.
No more gringo, motherfucker.
No problem. I get my friend. He comes over. They order. You ready? You want to know what it was?
Huh.
You ready? They ordered a Johnny Walker Black on the rocks. Now, do you know what that is in Spanish?
I think it's Johnny Walker Black.
Johnny Walker Black on the rocks. You know what that is in Russian? Do you know what it is in every fucking
Jose,
language?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me give you the Spanish. Johnny Walker, right? That's Jose.
Juan.
That's Jose. That's Jose Camine. That's Jose Camine. Right? Jose Camine.
Literally, it is.
Right? Con los granitos.
Right. And what's the rest of that saying? Johnny Walker?
On the rocks.
On the rocks. Los rocos.
Los hielo.
Yeah, yes,
con hielo.
Adentro is inside the ice. Con That'd be a weird hielo. Translation. I want a Johnny Walker inside
Point
the ice.
Point is, they didn't need another guy.
They didn't like you, dude. That was it. I mean,
that's
you
fine. They
and here's the that's thing. Here, but you know, you
Sarah's still got a grudge. But Sarah, one
me,
order.
No.
Sarah, let me tell you something. You just brought up a point that the rest of the world needs to fucking wake up to. There are going to be people out there that don't like you.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of people that don't get that. There's a lot of people that go, what do you mean you don't like me? What's, you know what I mean? We got like, listen, here's what I would have done. If I'm at Taco Bell and she goes, I would speak Spanish to her. But I would say, okay, if I'm in that situation, I'd go inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go inside and
point,
you know,
start pointing
right
at things.
Right fucking there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'd get on video and I'd go viral.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Because listen, if I'm in a, if, that's
you're
like
an opportunist.
You talk
though.
About a
you're
comic wanting to get fucking hits and exposure. Dougie Almeida in the middle of a Taco Bell.
That's true, yeah.
And they're saying they won't feed me because I don't speak Spanish. Meanwhile, I do.
You do. Yeah. Yeah, you're
So then it would be a setup.
yeah,
that's right. You do speak Spanish.
Yeah, and then you know that'd be funny because they'd be like, "Mira este gordo, no para de hablar."
Look at the fat guy.
Yeah, parece que él quiere todo, él quiere comer todo que tenemos. He wants to eat everything we have. Yeah,
Dougie's
well, anyway.
Actually an MS-13, by the way.
Yeah, I hide my tattoo.
His family
my face
is.
Tattoos yeah. really well.
Eyelids.
I got a really good makeup guy that helps me out. So, at any rate, very, very funny point out that, and yeah, everybody take it easy, man.
Oh, everyone could have just relaxed and handled that situation.
Just go to. I mean, listen, I've stopped, and I've been hungry, and I'm like, you know what? And if something's gone wrong. I've lost. You know, I've never lost my shit to fucking, like, beat up the teller window, like we've seen people do. You know, the drive-through window,
right?
Destroy shit.
There.
Yeah.
Look, if this could happen to you if you go to Hialeah, it happens all over Hialeah,
yeah.
actually. People don't speak English at all. But if it happens to you, so first of all, the Taco Bell people were wrong. But if it does happen to you, you can still work. You can just roll with it.
Now, do you think these people are going to get free tacos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got a $100 gift certificate.
Oh, is that what they got from that?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know.
And the woman in the article. See, read the article, Dougie.
She's right.
And the woman. I just thought it was hilarious because the woman keeps saying, I got $100, but it's still not justice. I'm like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think justice is?
No, because,
in this situation?
Why not? I mean, she'll get justice. That hopefully that video goes viral.
She's going to go to class with her and make sure she learns English.
She'll get some money from that post.
We all know the only justice for eating at Taco Bell is diarrhea.
Yeah, get it out quick. Yeah, if you eat that shit, get it out quick. Don't be surprised.
You want to talk about equality? Taco Bell has a product that makes us all the same. We all shit our brain out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter your race, color, creed when you eat a fucking burrito at Taco Bell.
If you go to Taco Bell, you're already committing a sin. So
yeah,
don't expect that much.
You are crossing like running to the border, motherfucker. This is like Dusk Till Dawn, right? That vampire movie.
Yes.
You run down there. That's just the sign of the devil.
Did that chick just turn into a vampire?
What the fuck? By the way, a couple interesting things happened while we were away. Just a real quick note. Elon Musk. Of course, we had the show. We talked about it when it happened. Smoked weed on Joe Rogan.
Fucking pothead.
Really? Yeah. Someone actually sent that to me and said you should listen to this. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah,
disgusting.
Is it good? What's the deal?
Well, you know, listen, in the business world, he's the CEO of a major company.
Tesla.
And he even got in trouble, too, because SpaceX. He came out and said, we got financing and stuff. We're going to go private. And that made stockholders make decisions, which I know that was even true. You can't go on and say shit like that when you're the CEO of a fucking company. Could you imagine if, like, the fucking, like, you know, CEO of a company goes on and says, listen, I just really put this big deal together with China, and guess what? Well, that's kind of going to be Trump in the next few weeks. All right, anyway.
Sounds like Trump.
Let's hope. Anyway.
But wait, so he's, didn't he get in trouble for, like, supporting Trump or something, or saying something that was right wing.
He was on counseling with him. He was there at the beginning, and then Trump.
Oh, he was on the economic.
He was on
council.
That economic council and technology.
Like Peter Thiel and those guys. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then that Charlottesville thing happened, and he left.
Okay.
Right. And then he went smoke pot.
Yeah,
it was just hang out with Joe from there.
Now people are wondering, is this guy? You know, so they're thinking they should
next,
appoint
Flocka.
They need to appoint like a CFO or somebody who, the financial main guy that he's you know he's no longer. Yeah, he's like the face of it, but
right.
He's no longer.
Well, this guy's a real visionary, though, right? I mean, he has been able to come take some stuff from like idea to like reality.
There's
that's
an
pretty
old,
amazing.
There's an old saying in the business when you're in the product. They say sales cover a multiple of sins. Talent covers a multiple of sins.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what that's the world's about. Listen, if you have a friend.
Look at Trump.
If you have a friend. Hey, listen. But here's a funny thing. To me, success. And this was brought to me at a very early age. And I told this story many times. Success of character and who you are depends on how many friends you have, right?
When
it comes
true.
Down to it, like if you have like a really lot of close friends, you've met some people like, holy fuck, how many close everybody? Hey, they all come up and hug. Like, what the fuck? Who is this guy? Fucking Jesus? You know, like look at all these people that come up and then you realize because the guy's a great guy, like always helping people, just fucking, you know, never talks about shit. You know,
right.
Never brings down. You never come. Oh, by the way, guess what? I had a bad day today. You know what? I shit looked like a fucking clam strip. No, thanks, buddy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dougie, you always say that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a visual.
And you still have that many friends?
Yeah, exactly. With that conversation? You know what I mean? So it's a good sign that, listen, here's the problem. And I mentioned this, but people aren't going to like you. I'm tired of everybody's fucking holier-than-now attitudes. You know, everybody like, oh, they're judging everybody, and everybody's getting this and that. You know what? You know, like this Kavanaugh thing, they're fucking... The fucking Hail Mary pass on this guy from high school, ninth grade.
Yeah,
what fucking guy in ninth grade is not trying to get fucking boned?
Wait, what?
You just found out about your boner 2 years ago.
You know what
ago.
I mean? Like, you're in high school, dude, and he probably was, you know, suave guy, and, you know, maybe the girl kind of liked him, but she wasn't sure, and he was like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking with my dick. I'm in ninth grade.
So, wait, do you think this is a true story?
Because I don't know. No. But my point is, in ninth grade... Dude, if you started judging people for what they did in ninth grade.
It wasn't ninth grade. He was 17.
No.
He was 17 and
they
she was 15.
Freshman.
No.
She was the freshman.
She was in ninth grade.
No.
He was in 11th grade. Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way,
here's the thing.
When you're in high
Dougie's
school.
Dougie's like, it's fine.
No, that's right. Listen, when you're in high school.
You can grab him by the pussy.
You can do
anything.
And he was a fucking
even
junior.
Even before you're famous.
Listen, he was a senior,
front
dude.
Hole.
If he was a
senior, I just
kissed. Hole,
I grab
you.
Him.
He didn't fucking. He was
no
only
one
dealing,
touched anyone's pussy.
Just the
front
hole.
Hole.
It was the front hole. Try to keep up with the times, dude.
That is the worst fucking renaming I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Let's go back to pussy.
Well, no, that the front hole. The front hole. It sounds like you're playing like fucking a cornhole. You're playing a skeet ball. The front hole.
That.
The hundred point hole.
If I wear that.
That's what they ought to call it. They ought to call it the 100 point hole. Fuck front hole. Let's call the vagina the 100 point hole.
If I wear that pink hat, is that called a front hole hat now?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's weird.
That's why they changed it, by the way. They didn't like the pussy hat.
They realized
thing,
how stupid
like,
it sounded when
right.
they said, you know, because in history, when they go back in history and they, like when people go, you actually drank... You wore Capizios? You wore parachute pants, you know, back in those days and shit. You know, you wore Jakar? You know, everybody's admitting this shit. Oh, you wore the pussy hat? No. I never wore a pussy hat.
Right,
well,
right.
I wore a fucking front hole hat.
Scientifically speaking, the pussy hat and front hole,
right?
It's convenient that a lobotomy goes right in the front.
It's just
cheap. I swear to God, did you put a pussy hat on?
That's for the third eye, also.
Yeah. At any rate.
So what happened? This guy Kavanaugh, he's going to be the Supreme Court justice, but now there's this last minute.
The Democrats, even thing. After, supposedly the woman, what's Weinstein? I remember that woman, the Democrat,
Feinstein.
Ford is the accuser.
Right.
And Feinstein found out earlier, but she didn't
she
say
knew
anything
it, and she never
something?
Asked it or brought it up during that whole
just,
period of
which
time.
Which is weird. I don't understand that.
Which is almost, it's
suspicious.
It adds a lot of suspicion to it. Which, you know, and then they were trying to say that the woman, like, they were trying to convince the woman that your anonymity is going to be, like, she said the only
it
way
can't
I can
be kept.
And here's the thing. Was it like she was home The American public has to realize one of two things that could possibly be happening here, one way or the other, with any information that we know at this moment. Either A, she was sitting at home minding her own fucking business watching Oprah or fucking whatever she's doing, and somebody from the Democratic committee says, hey, we heard that you had made some comments about this. Do you want to? You really want to help us out and fucking step up? Help. Hmm. We had 150 crazy fucking women who were complaining about abortions who would never have to get one because no one would ever fuck them get thrown out of a fucking Senate hearing.
Jesus.
All right? No, listen, please. It was a fucking fiasco. What kind of nonsense? Listen, if you can listen, this is the whole right
like
or wrong.
Happened that day.
Let me just say something about this whole political shit. I want to get the fuck off it. But but if you know, look back in history, and like I said, the pussy hats and all the protesting, all this shit. Instead of just going along with the fucking four fucking years that are going on, just fucking deal with it, you fucking cocksuckers.
We dealt with 8 years.
Yeah,
how
give
many
us a
fucking
listen. Either way, trust us. You're like a bunch of fucking snobby fuckheads. Just calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? Just listen. Just deal with it. Just I'm gonna scream. No abortion, bitch. Ain't nobody gonna nail you. Get the fuck. You need an abortion. Like, you know,
it
like,
is convenient.
Like I need
that,
a hula hoop.
That the abortion ladies who would never be fucked are the same ladies that were gonna be scared of Trump touching their front holes.
Well, I encourage everyone to protest whatever the hell they want. What's wrong with
no
that?
No one's touching
That's
your front hole.
The American way, Dougie.
Yeah.
You don't like that people are protesting?
No, I don't mind protests, but when the protests become like a bunch of crying fucks, then you know you're like, all right, you know, what are you really protesting? Shut the fuck. That's my point. What are you really protesting? Yeah, the guy's already said it's a precedent. He's only one of a Supreme Court justice for precedent on Supreme Court law to be changed. It would have to almost be automatic without being considered like treasonous in a sense, like what you said earlier about that fucking woman bringing up this shit last minute. As you know, what it would have to be is you have to have four at least of those five Supreme Court justices say, hey, you know what? This is we need to fucking look at this
to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, before it's not going to be one justice going, hey guys, you know what?
Well, it seems
I'm thinking maybe we should go after this Roe v. Wade thing.
It seems like it would be hard to overturn it.
It would be,
knows?
And that's the thing. But it's the scare tactic of the fucking left, and they want to scare the hoopleheads and the fucking lemmings to fucking wind up and just that's all they want to do. This whole thing right now is they want to get every fucking person that's 18 years and older to go vote, go vote for somebody who wants social democratic ways and spreading the wealth and no borders, and you know what, fuck it, you know, every house should just be no more doors and houses, no more windows,
and we can fix,
you know,
all
what?
The
that's
economy.
it doesn't matter, everybody's just gonna be so fucking happy that we won't worry about anything anymore.
Sounds good, Dougie. I
well
like
yeah
that.
Of course it sounds good.
Wait, here's one thing I don't get about this whole lady who says that Brett Kavanaugh
right.
sexually assaulted her. There, people keep
now,
talking
she,
about.
Now, here's the thing: did she say she was sexually, or he was advancing on her, and he eventually accepted the no before it became anything?
I don't know. He pushed her into a room and like grabbed her.
Pushed
like,
her is interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're a guy and there's a girl giving you, you come like walk, hey, what's up, baby? And push could be misconstrued. You know, listen, that's the weird part about it. My only point is, fuck that. Did he nail her? Did he bang her? Did he rape her? And then tell his buddies to throw out back. You know what I mean?
Well,
listen, let's get to the fucking point.
What she found in the trunk of a car is what we're trying to get to.
Was there a gag in her mouth?
She would have to be dead.
Did she have duct tape around her fucking wrists?
Jesus Christ.
Was she bukkakied? Listen, was this girl bukkakied? Listen, in ninth grade, I don't give a fuck.
Listen, if this lady went to school with Hillary Clinton, she'd be dead already.
Yeah.
We really do need another woman sitting around the table here.
It's a good segue, by the way. Minda's going to be. Remember Minda from Minda? She's going to be joining us. She's going to be sitting on the fourth. We're going to add a fourth mic. Thanks to your donations and being a patron on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Right? You could just go to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show on Podbean and be a patron.
It.
Donate a dollar a month. I see you guys watching and shit. By the way, happy birthday, Alex. Good to see you, my friend. Alex, good. Happy birthday. And so donate.
All donations.
Money these guys. Fucking, listen, Ciro comes all the way from Hallandale down here to do this show. Okay.
All the way to Danger Studios.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother planet.
Exactly.
All donations will go to the Brett Kavanaugh Legal Defense.
Yeah, we're going to bank. Our money's going to help that guy.
But wait, no one addresses this. So one thing is, did he do it? And another thing, though, is he did it when he was 17, if he did it. Do you think that, let's say that he did it. Do you think that if you're 17 and you do something that like 35 years later, I guess?
It's a fucking Hail Mary pass because what I just said.
First of all.
If in fact he was just trying to fucking, listen, we don't know what happened. We don't know if they were like, she's like been talking about him in school and she liked him and she thought he was cute. And now they're at a party. Mm. She's already at a party. They're at a party. And he's like, he's coming
here.
But that's what I'm saying. It's all speculation.
The whole thing is speculation.
And so my point is, if you have a speculative reasoning behind fucking judging someone's character, let me finish. And then you add to that, like, what did he do? Did he just supposedly the most aggressive words is push? You know, like pushing it, and then did he stick his tongue? Did he stick his? Honor, did he give her the fucking, you know, the Fred Flintstone fucking 3-finger bowling ball shot? I mean, you know what I mean?
I'm just dry humped her.
Yeah,
Honor.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah,
just,
I don't know.
Did he rub up? Did he rub up on her fuck with his Jordache jeans up against her ass while he was trying to show her the lampshade?
Of course.
I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Of course. The crazy thing is that it looks suspicious because it's like a couple days before he's about to be confirmed to the Supreme
Court.
Well,
of course it does. It's a desperation move by the left. The fucking.
I've never seen anything like this, dude. Like, Clarence Thomas, that was like fucking smooth sailing. Nothing even happened to him. He just went right on into the Supreme Court without
and this was
any
a situation.
Kind of,
by the way,
with
Clarence
set,
Thomas was confirmed.
Yeah, Clarence, listen,
he
let me
was,
tell you.
But
let me
what
tell you,
happened the day before it?
Let's just wrap up this political shit. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to be the next Supreme Court justice.
I think that's probably
this is not.
Right.
I mean, what's going to happen is, within a period of time, usually within a 3 to 9, 7, 8 month, people are going to look back and go, and hopefully it's. Before this fucking November election, but people are going to look and go like this, go, wow, we really look like a bunch of fucking pussy. We really look like a bunch of fucking just miserable. Like we just don't give, like we, not if it, we are taking our ball and going home fucking party. Okay. That's what this fucking, and enough of this shit. It's not even about right or wrong anymore. It's like, listen, calm the fuck down. You know, I mean, the guy Kim Jong-un had a big parade, military parade. Yep. He didn't show his. He said, you know what? We'll leave the ballistic missiles.
We're going to leave them in the garage.
I mean, whether he's storing them somewhere to fucking, you know, to sell to ISIS. By the way, you don't see anybody beheading anybody anymore. You don't see any more beheadings. You don't see that fucking Joey ISIS guy going, this country needs to suck my balls and then cut some fucking poor schmuck's head off. We're not seeing a lot of that.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, all I'm saying is just listen. We don't know what you don't know. That's a philosophy that most people need to take on. You don't know what you don't know.
My take is to be suspicious of the government.
It's always good to be suspicious, but here's the thing: not to the point where it's questioned every fucking move. The things are going pretty good, but things are not bad. And my friends who complained about, oh my god, things are horrible. I'm like, for who? For who? Fucking toll collectors? For God, VCR repairman? Who the fuck is having a hard time right now?
One of my favorite Bill Hicks jokes was, you never want to watch CNN for more than 24 hours in a row. Okay?
Right.
He goes, because all you hear is disease, war, famine, war, disease,
scare
famine,
tactics.
War.
Trust, suck, goes, come and suck our tit. You need to be with us. That's the whole philosophy behind that fucking news station.
You'd think you'd be open up your front door and get attacked by a Domino's pizza delivering pit bull or something.
Come to the soul, you know right. I mean? CNN. Hey, all right, enough of this policy shit. I promised the listeners.
They're trying to get us hyped up, Dougie.
I know.
They're trying to amp us
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's got to realize not everybody's likable.
That's what the media does.
You know, not everybody can be that important. And all that matters is go out there and earn an honest day's pay with everything you have the ability to do.
There you go.
Your value will only be rewarded when you take that value and what? Push the value and expect somebody to pay you that value.
Right.
The that's it. You fucking do that. You're going to live a happy life in this country. You want to go to Philippines? You want to go to fucking Nicaragua? You want to go to, where do you want to go? To Colombia? Where do you want to go? You want to go to fucking Iceland? That's not a bad place. They won't have you, though, because you're a fucking stranger in that place.
Singapore's not bad.
Singapore's not. Listen.
Just don't
You
want to
go fucking live somewhere else. In the meantime, do something. Get up every morning and fucking benefit somebody else other than yourself, you fucking cocksuckers.
There you go. That's good advice, Doug. Yeah,
listen,
like that.
Here's some advice I'm going to give everybody. I was just on my all-over comedy tour, which was great. Started out in Vegas. God, thanks everybody to Laugh Factory. Had a great time there and everybody I met.
Way to go.
And then drove all Vegas. Over the fucking place, by the way. And you know, I had that pinched nerve.
Yeah.
Right? I had that pinched nerve in my neck.
Like Sinatra.
Right. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm fucked up in my arms and stuff, and like 4 or 5 hours of driving, you know what I mean? So I'm like, so here's the thing. Now, I was in Nevada.
Okay.
And I did go to dispensaries.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How was
get the
that?
Weed.
I went and I bought the pre-rolls. I got some indicas. I got some blends.
It's recreational
hybrids.
There, right? Totally recreational.
Yeah, recreational. You got to do a sit-up or two or push-up before you smoke it.
Oh, do you? Is it medical?
Yeah. No, it's recreation.
It's recreation. Sure,
yeah,
it.
So you gotta you can skip while you're fucking smoking.
There's all traffic.
You know,
to
you gotta
around.
Be doing some sort of athletic activity.
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm hoping I'm not getting busted. So I load up and I'm driving to certain parts of the trip. I share it on Facebook, all the beautiful photos. And I risk my life almost driving off fucking canyons. I'm trying to take these scenic. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I'm trying to hold my joint and my phone and my fucking, yeah. I'm like, and so I wasn't that stupid. Anyway, so.
See, what were you doing with the pot? You had your joint, your phone?
I waited. Okay, I'm going to take a photo and then take a hit.
Right.
Put it down. So anyway, so it was
then
great.
You look at the road.
It was great, you know? Shit. So.
Alternate all three.
I had one night off. before the show at the Inn of the Mountain Gods, which is a beautiful place out there in Mescalera, New Mexico. And I found a hotel through Kayak.
Okay.
Strong, great guy. I like using them and whatever. So I found a hotel nice and convenient for my cost for a night off where I'm not getting paid. So I go there and I'm hurting like a bit. I walk into the fucking place and I'm like all stiff looking. I'm just been on the road for 4.5 hours. And the guy's like, hey, by the way, the guy taking my help, he's like, well, you're right. I'm like, I got a pinched nerve in my neck, dude. He's like, oh, you want me to rub it out?
Oh, really?
I'm like, well, dude,
well, this is such a friendly place. Wow.
Prostitution's legal in Nevada.
Yeah, I was an Indian guy, like in his 30s or something. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm all right, dude. You know what I mean? And so I went to my room and I opened the window.
And he was standing there with your towels.
Yeah. You want more towels? I just got here, motherfucker.
He takes his own towel off and hands it to you.
You want this one? Hey, dude, you're not wearing any pants. Oops, I'm sorry.
You
want
me to rub it out? Opened the window, and he was standing right there.
Yeah, he was looking in the window. No, so I...
He wanted you to smoke his peace pipe.
So I tried to smoke, and I couldn't.
You couldn't smoke?
Because it was blowing in. It was like one of those moments where you're hoping the wind's just pulling it out so you can kind of smoke in the room without smoking in the room. So I tried this for a little bit. Didn't work. So then, to the add of the story, I also had some of this cannabis oil that I got from all these places, right? To put it on my neck and shit.
Right. For the massage.
Yeah. No, I had purchased
to
it.
To rub one out.
Yeah, right. To rub one out. Not myself. So, you know, I don't know why my dick's so numb and my dick wants to eat a sandwich. too much jerking off of cannabis. So I smoked that little bit, and then I went outside, smoked, and the cannabis oil. All right, so I get a knock at the door. The same dude. I'm like, this guy's coming. He's coming to fucking rub my. He's kind of suck my dick. This guy.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, you. He goes, you smell that? I go, what? Meanwhile, I got the shit on my neck, and I'd smoked a little bit. And I'm like, no, I don't smell nothing. And the guy's like, well, yeah. I go, I smoked outside earlier. Maybe it's me. He's like, and all of a sudden, this little Indian guy comes out, who's the general manager.
Uh huh.
And he says, you're smoking in there. That cannot be from you. You're lying. You know what? You smoke again. I'm going to bounce you out of here. I'm going to throw you out of this hotel. I'm like, really? And the shit. So the guy threatened my fucking life. I got a pinched nerve and shit. So now I'm hopped up
on cannabis
oil.
Dude,
I'm not smoking in the room. Calm down. Oh, yes, you are. I'm going to call the police. I'm like, dude, they're going to take you away. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'd like to see that shit happen. And then, you know what I mean? So I'm like, whatever. So, all right, cool. Everything's gone. Then the guy, I swear to God, guess who's at my door again?
Same guy?
The fucking same guy.
Not the little one?
No, that guy would have fucking just punched him. That guy would have, at that point. So the guy, and he goes, hey, sorry, I'm really sorry about the aggressiveness of the... meanwhile, I got my phone on.
Okay.
So I'm recording everything from the first time I answered the door.
Okay.
Just so I was going to let that... So I record... So anyway, so I'm like Omarosa. I learned a lot from reading Amorosa's recent book, by the way. So I'm recording everything.
They use the N-word, guys.
The guy comes up to me and says, I'm really apologize for the... And he has a big fucking industrial bottle of Febreze in his hand.
Okay.
So he goes, hey, if you want to use this in the room, when you're done, just leave it outside.
Oh.
I go, cool, man. Yeah, whatever. So I sprayed the fucking bathroom and the fucking whole hotel, you know what I mean? The room. So then he goes, and then now I get a phone call at 11:30, the same guy. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
I want my Febreze. You give me my Febreze.
I need my Febreze, and you want hand job? No, so I've left the fuck. He goes, I have to charge you $250 for the smoking in the room. I go, dude, I didn't smoke in the goddamn room, bro. And the guy says, well, you know, the general manager already did it, and it's done. So here I am now. I can't sleep because, you know, I'm barely making money on this. Although I got the headline, which is great because I actually made money on this fucking run. I saw it starting to disappear, especially in the casino over there in Edgewater. I fucking took a beating in the blackjack table. So I'm like, now I'm getting mad. I'm like, $250. And then they charged me tax. They charged me goddamn tax.
On the charge?
On the charge. Now I'm thinking, this isn't even illegal.
I don't think you could do that.
Well, listen, that's the first thing. I sent out a couple emails to friends. I'm like, oh, it depends on the states. And some of these guys are wrongful death attorneys. And, you know, they're specialized. So I'm like, all right, well, this seems fucked up. So I contacted American Express Platinum for some help. And I said, well, we'll dispute the charge. Well, you know, American Express is the fucking best, by the way. If you want a charge card and you're traveling, you're doing anything, you want to have that. So better pay me, goddammit, for that fucking promotion. So now I'm pissed. I can't sleep. I'm like, I wake up the next morning and I go there and there's a nice lady there. She's the manager. It's not the general manager, but the manager. And I said, well, listen, we have an issue here. And right away she goes, oh, you in room 442? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
420.
It was close. You almost had the right room.
It would have been much better to say that. But let's hear Joe Gonzalez. Laughed my ass off. He wanted you to tell him dirty jokes as you smoked a bowl. Yeah, I smoked his bowl. That's what he wanted. You want to smoke my bowl? I'll play that fucking snake charming music. So where was I, dude?
Did he have a covered jug?
So you go the next morning and the woman's
like,
"So
the like nice lady and yeah. she goes, "Oh, you're in room whatever, 420." And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Oh, it says here you were smoking weed in the room." I go, "Well, here's the thing. I didn't smoke weed in here. I smoked outside." And this whole story starts when I came to register to check into my room. One of your employees solicited me a massage. That's one thing.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. I go, I felt bad. I threw the guy under the bus, but fuck that. We're talking about $250, so fuck him.
Jesus Christ.
I'm glad that's how much
your life is worth, $250.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad that guy, you know, had a bear crush. You know, he thought it was going to be some chubby fucking Italian guy. But no, the guy said he was a masseuse. He got a massage therapist. I worked down the street at this place, which corroborated my story. Because then I said to the lady, I go, and he mentioned to me that he's a massage therapist that works at so-and-so place.
But I saw the gleam in his eye.
Yeah, I know what he wanted. I know what he meant by massage. You know what I mean? So, all right, so I said, well, that was, which was odd. I looked at it. I got to be honest with you. It's been a long time since I went to a legitimate hotel and got solicited for a massage. But he did it because I have a pinched nerve in my neck, which he wondered what was wrong with me when I got here. And I'm in pain. I've been driving for the last 4 days, 9,000 miles on my south, all over comedy tour. And you know what I mean? I didn't do that there, of course. But so I said to her, I go,
she's
look.
She's like, yeah, you don't seem that funny.
Yeah.
I'm disputing this charge.
No wonder you're pissed off at the money. You didn't get paid much, did you, bitch? So that was one thing. And then I said, secondly, you know, and I said, when they came to my room, I found it also interesting. Who was the guy? She goes, oh, that was so-and-so. He's the general manager. I go, oh, even more interesting that the general manager had come to my room and threatened me with physical violence. And she went, oh, then he said he was going to call the police. I go, no, but he first threatened me that he was going to bounce me out of this room.
Out of this hotel.
He was going to bounce me out of this hotel, which is a threat. He's gonna, you know, supposedly he smells weed again. He's going to come to my door. And he's going to fucking beat me up, just like that. He's going to come and beat me up. And I go, by the way, I've handed out my phone. I go, which I have on recording. I said, secondly, I'm pretty high. I'm pretty high right now.
You did not just blow your whole cover right there.
I'm pretty high.
I'm going to be honest. I'm really high.
I'm pretty highly respected.
You seem like a nice lady.
I feel like this conversation is going well, though.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm really high.
Yeah, I just want to let you. I'm going to be honest. And I'm on TripAdvisor. I have a very big social media reach. I have a podcast that, right. you know, thousands, if not hundreds, if not tens of people.
And I smoke a lot of weed.
And I smoke a lot of weed. And then I said, you pass this message on to the general manager that if I don't hear back from him, that with this all that's been taken off my bill by tomorrow at this time, I'm just going to open this all up and just bury you guys in social media. And I go, but it's up to him if the $250 or I should say $290 is worth it. You know, and I said, here's what I'm going to explain to you. And I took out the vial of which I had the oil in, and I said, this is what they smelled in the bathroom because it spilled because the cap came off. So you let me know if he's going to call me. So that night, or that morning, it was like 11 o'clock before 12 o'clock checkout, we're waiving everything, and congratulations, keep your... just short of $300.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
So
you said
you didn't even have to come up with the you taxed me on a chart.
No,
none
listen,
of that.
This is funny though, Doug. You started this story by saying that, hey, if anyone ever else has this problem, you can copy my system. But this seems like it's going to be really hard to replicate.
Yeah,
you need a guy in a towel offering you a massage.
Specific circumstance.
You got to spill weed oil everywhere as a subterfuge.
Listen, you're going to get an email.
Like, I didn't say it's not a production or anything, but if you want to smoke, or you can just smoke outside.
You gotta pretend like you're a big cheese on social media.
You gotta find some social media following.
We're charging you for the Febreze.
You at home can be just like me.
If you just do all these 1,400 things.
You gotta hire an improv troupe to follow you around to do this.
Exactly. Anyway,
foolproof method though.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them, and yeah. also here, right here, domestically in our own country. Thanks, Rob. By the way, tune into the Paul Casanova show as much as you can, of course. But on Thursday, our friend, good friend Jim Florentine is going to be on the show morning. And just listen.
Just see what happens.
Just listen. You're going to enjoy it. And I'm going to be opening for him at a private party on Friday night, which is going to be awesome. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then I'm going to be the special guest opening for him at the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce on Saturday night.
Nice.
It's a great room.
Absolutely. And go to DougAlmeida.com for more dates. All right. Here's a story. Woman blows off fingers after mistaking a stick of dynamite for a candle. Now, this...
Wait, I saw this in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. This can't be real.
Right?
Bugs Bunny replaced all Elmer Fudd's birthday candles.
Here's a nice Acme candle.
Right? See, you're doing that train thing with one finger missing.
Yeah.
No way. A stick of dynamite.
Throbbing hand.
Who even has sticks of dynamite?
I know.
She's a miner's daughter.
Yeah.
Fucking
and
Trump's
and shame on the miner for not putting the fucking candles right now. Oh, I'm going to put the candles right next to the fucking dynamite sticks. who'd be so stupid?
Right.
Is that a fucking wick or is that a fucking fuse? I don't know the difference.
Which drawer were those in?
Why is it doing this?
Right. That's the funniest candle I've ever seen. A woman blows off fingers after mistaking stick of dynamite.
A woman in Connecticut
blew her fingers off.
First of all,
it must not have been that big of a fucking piece of dynamite.
Yeah,
whatever dynamite manufacturing company makes things look like candles.
Yeah, you should put Yankee Candle on the side of that.
Right? It was scented. It was scented dynamite.
I think the husband's trying to get rid of this bitch.
Right.
Fucking girl got lost a couple fingers. Now I got to jerk my own dick. The woman's home on Lindsay Street in Bridgeport, Connecticut, had lost power after a thunderstorm on Thursday night, and the family came back from a trip to Home Depot empty-handed since the store was closed, citing the fire marshal, blah, blah, blah. The family then remembered that there was a box of what they believed to be candles in the basement. That it's a bunch of old dildos.
That is just crazy.
That happened to be left by the previous resident. That's something you'd want to take out of the house when you move.
Right.
You know what I mean? The first thing you do is get rid of all the porn. Like if you have any porn in the house, you want to take that shit out before the wife finds it. I mean, it's been years since I've had, believe me, but I'm just saying.
What's the order? It's money hidden in the walls,
right.
Porn,
people
dynamite.
Buried out back. People buried out back.
Dynamite is unstable, too. It's like basically sawdust and nitroglycerin. Yeah. It sweats nitroglycerin.
Yeah. The victim had lit a quarter stick of dynamite. And suffered serious injuries to her face and lost multiple fingers.
Jesus Christ.
The woman in her 30s and the mother of two children was transported to the local hospital where they all laughed their ass off.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Hey, you're here at the hospital. Give me five. Oops. Neighbors heard a loud explosion inside the house. The woman's entire family, including a small child, was home. They can't hear very well anymore. But aside from that, no one else was hurt.
Wow, and she didn't even get to cook meth.
Yeah.
You know?
That's usually why. You see that shit in Boston that all these few houses blew up and got fires because of the gas?
But that happens.
Some sort of gas fucking problem? That's why, you know, fuck it. We got electricity here, bitch. Yeah, that was a bad thing. A few houses. And by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about
and
now.
And, of course, our thoughts for everybody out in the Carolinas who are dealing with water.
Yeah.
And fucking flooding. From that fucking floor. I was nervous. I'm supposed to be at Myrtle Beach at the Comedy Cabana in the middle of October. So I'm like, I was hoping, God, I was like, please don't mess up my calendar. And all, of course, all my friends. Yeah, I forgot. I'm kidding.
my co-host.
Do not mess with my life, Hurricane.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about all those people that can't fucking get to work. and they have no power and they're fucking sweating and their house is flooded. Fuck them. I'm only worried about my gig.
Hey, yeah. You guys got nothing to do. Come see my...
My co-host, John Gregory, is up there. He's up there in North Carolina right now.
I thought he was in L.A.
No, he hasn't made it yet.
Oh, he started... So basketball, he's got a weird, he's gone
basketball
around,
scholarship?
He's stuck in the storm, I think. I don't know.
That was an odd weird... I'm going to go through there, and next thing you know, it goes right where the hurricane hits.
Yeah, I told him that God doesn't like him.
Yeah, must be that. American Airlines flight attendant told passenger to go in a bag... After plane's toilet overflows.
Shit in this bag,
I mean,
lady.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah?
in what sounds like the most unpleasant flight to Hawaii ever.
Was that a blue bag?
A flush diaper caused a plane's toilet to overflow. Who the fuck? Listen.
Flushing diapers.
See, we started the show talking about, you know, Spanish woman worked at Taco Bell, didn't speak English, and didn't serve people. Now you got you people that
full
can't read
circle.
A fucking sign. We have people that are so fucking stupid that they're going to put a fucking, they're going to take a big old dirty ass diaper and throw it into the toilet at a fuck on a plane. You know, you don't give a shit so much. You the smell of shit and your inability to deal with fucking life's real fucking challenges just put this whole airplane in fucking jeopardy because you don't want to put a fucking diaper in your bag.
I don't know if I see the connection with the lady at Taco Bell, but
diarrhea.
That's right. What do you think is in those burritos?
What do you think the connection was? Diarrhea.
Those burritos are basically diapers wrapped with shit in them. It's okay.
I was like, we really need to read this story, guys. What happened at
in
the Taco
video
Bell?
Video footage, a female passenger who urgently had to use the restroom spoke with a flight attendant. Said, I gotta take a shit. Who agreed that the situation was horrible and offered the use of a plastic bag.
Wow.
Are you going to hold it? Fuck you. Would you hold the bag while I shit?
She's like, here.
That is an accommodating airline.
Can I press the service button to ask you to do that? Can you hold the bag while I shit in it?
No, it was a prank. She said, here, shit in this bag. We're going to light it on fire and put it in front of the cockpit door.
Oh, that's not even in shit. She goes, what do you mean? I have to pee in a bag? The woman asked in the video. They're overflowing. This one has like this much left. The flight attendant responded. Like, in other words, people had taken pisses and eventually got to the point the thing wasn't going down.
Oh,
so they were like, all right, we can't.
No more peeing.
No more usage. It's, you know, it's about the tip.
She couldn't pee in the sink?
And it's peeing. Who the fuck would just pee in a bag? Go in the bathroom. You know, she's going to pee in there. She's going to fuck that. I'm peeing in that bag. What do you mean I have to pee in the bag when I saw there? Blah, blah, blah. The woman who
what
posted.
What do you mean I have to pee in a bag?
The woman who posted the video who asked to remain anonymous. Out of embarrassment.
Anonymous.
See, this is why we need a junkie president.
Yeah.
At least we could say the word anonymous.
Anonymous. There was one lady who, unfortunately, she had a toddler that needed to use the restroom, and the same thing. She was told that she had to use a bag. The airline released a statement about the situation, confirming the problem with the lavatory. What are you going to do? The shitter's stocked up.
Yeah.
You got to fucking buy. You know, listen, who hasn't been on the road when you got to piss? You're like, I can't stop. And you got to piss into a fucking
urinal,
which you hope is a Gatorade bottle.
Right.
But then you got to be like a Marx. You got to be a William Tell and try to piss into a bottle like a
Coke
beer
bottle
or some shit. You know, then you got to, you know, hey, buddy, you got to drive. Why? I got to piss in this bottle. Well, just piss.
You know, at some point when you're on a ship or a plane and things go wrong, you're all kind of in it together.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of got to. You got to pitch in.
Got to suck it up.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, you're going to like
Can't
this.
Suck it up together, guys.
Virginia man erects electrified fence near a school bus stop to keep kids off his fucking property.
Man, that's awesome.
I actually like this story. Yeah, that's great.
Learn the hard way, kids.
Don't touch my shit.
You can't walk
shit.
On anybody's grass you want to walk, bitch.
Right.
Signs everywhere, sign. Now, people are going to think
talk
this is
about
cruel.
Get off my lawn.
A homeowner in Sanson, Virginia is tired of students coming onto his property while they're waiting at a nearby bus stop. So he chose to erect an electrified fence to ensure they would get the message.
Next to their slip and slide.
Yeah. right next to the fire hydrant that they all get to hang around when it's hot. They don't respect other people's land. Well, maybe they don't think of it that way. They think it's your yard, dipshit. I pick up trash every day.
Yeah, I'd be annoyed with that.
Yeah, I can imagine, right? You got a feel for the guy, right? Some people are going to look, oh, what an asshole, but you know.
Hey, it's his property.
Hunch right? and munch ice cream wrappers everywhere.
The electricity, though, wow.
The fence separates the man's front yard from a school bus stop, according to the news.
How high voltage?
He took the measures because he claims simple no trespassing signs didn't do the trick. Nothing stops people.
He's like next
quite week. Like electricity.
He's like that's right.
Quite like a fucking shock.
If that doesn't work, he's going to landmines.
Yeah. My plan B.
Trenches, barbed wire.
Finally,
I got these
sharps.
I got
machine
these
guns.
I got these leftover dynamite sticks.
Right.
That the previous owner owned. I'm gonna stick
hey,
them in
kids,
my yard.
Would you like some candles?
Yeah. I didn't mean to entice him with the balloons on the deck.
I just imagine the school bus pulls up and then the stop signs flip out and they just fries the whole bus.
Hey, kids, free lemonade. Watching him run through the fucking.
So are there kids on his fence now, like burning? Okay.
Well, how funny would that be?
Crispy critters.
On Tuesday, when many children were waiting to take the bus the first day of school, people began raising concerns. I touched it. I got a slight shock.
Oh, a slight shock. Okay.
James Mafode said, who lives in the neighborhood. I understand his concern. Kid's sympathetic. Nice. I just don't think he understands the neighborhood's concern about their kids. One of them could touch it, fall into it, and get shocked. Or they could learn the lesson the hard way and not fucking go in his yard. How about that one?
Yeah. How about all the parents in the neighborhood?
One of the local parents, who's probably from Parkland, says, what, you don't like kids or something? Wayne
it's
Milby.
It'd be creepier if you really liked him.
Yeah, local. Yeah. You have one of those signs. That's what he
no,
ought to
come
do.
In. Come
dude,
in.
Dude, that's what he should have
candy.
Done. If he doesn't, dude, forget the electric fence. What he should have done is put a pedophile fucking sign in front of his yard.
What's a pedophile sign, Dougie?
A registered fucking sex offender sign.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to make a Democrat joke.
No, no, I'm just, listen, you don't need to make jokes. People are people. Doesn't matter what the fuck okay. fucking flag they're under. Outraged parents called officials with the county police department. Tucker was later told to remove the fence.
Oh, really?
Because it was technically placed on county property.
Yeah, they have an easement, probably.
Wow. If it wasn't that's a for shame. Those meddling kids.
Yeah, by the way, the true. Guy made a point. The parents are promising to get together and say, please don't go on his yard, which means they're going to put dog shit in his yard. They're going to fucking... Yeah. Those kids.
This is the guy that tried to electrocute us.
Yeah, remember that guy who was trying to burn your asses? Well, he said stay off his yard or there's, else.
He's like, school zone, fuck that, electricity zone.
Yeah. School zone. Florida thrift shop gets nearly 5 pounds of marijuana in an unusual donation.
Goddamn.
Who the fuck is giving away all that weed?
Well, to the needy.
Yeah,
should have gave it to that lady with the $100 gift certificate at Taco Bell. Oh God! When's the last time you ate Taco Bell?
Oh, it's got to be like 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's been like about a month or two for me.
I almost stopped on the way here.
Really?
Yeah,
it was close.
I was coming home. It was just, have we had
it
one
was
around
on
the,
on the side of the street?
We have one around the corner. So one night I'm coming. I'm hungry. I didn't eat like today. I haven't eaten fucking anything today yet.
Right.
I've been nonstop all day. So I was hungry as shit. It's like 12:31 in the morning. One of those times. When I can't. I don't want to go in the kitchen and make something. So I stopped at Taco Bell and got a chicken burrito.
And
I was proud of myself because I didn't go, okay, I want a beef burrito. Oh, by the way, I would like a couple of those, you know.
And a nacho
soft,
bell.
Soft nachos.
Some cinnamon
nacho
twists.
Bell. Yeah, no, I don't like any of that pussy shit. Florida thrift shop gets nearly 5 pounds of marijuana. That's a big bag, right?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not asking him. I'm asking you.
Yes. I know a lot about drugs.
Employees at the Pines thrift store in Sarasota, Florida. We can go see you at McGurdy's Comedy
Sarasota.
Club. Are scratching their heads after someone left nearly 5 pounds of marijuana outside the shop last week. 4 bags of vacuum-sealed marijuana turned up inside a tote bag near the clothing drop. Sounds like somebody was about to get busted and fucking ran from the cops.
Oh, that's went right into the thrift store.
Right.
Whoop, there you go. Yeah. It was a donation, bitch.
Imagine if like you had a bag next to your wife's. Give away stuff.
Right, you're the clothes.
And she takes the 5 pound bag.
Wrong bag.
Honey, where's the brown bags over here? Oh, you mean the ones that took the Salvation? Yeah, what do you mean?
Donate those.
Yeah, remember all those old shoes you put in a bag? The shoes. So far, no arrests have been made, according to the news. However, the Sarasota Police Department sent the bags for DNA. Yeah.
What the fuck? Really? Is that what they do?
And by the way, they charge the Salvation Army $250.
Well, they're going to
find smell out weed in the,
who grew
in the
it.
Dumpster.
$290.
Yeah,
don't forget tax.
They charge tax on the penalty.
That is the stupidest thing. That's what the Sarasota Police Department does with itself.
Well, they're just trying to scare people to admit.
They fucking check DNA.
Come yeah,
on.
They're not gonna listen. I can't imagine there's a lot going on in Sarasota. Listen, we're going to check the DNA on this 4 pounds of pot that we just happened to get donated.
I went to college down there. I lived there for 4 years.
Yes, McGurdy's Comedy Club out there. If you guys listen, and looking forward to going back. It's been about a year and a half. So yeah,
cool comedy club.
Great place. Yeah. Great room. Man fined $124 for kicking a seagull that ate his cheeseburger.
What the fuck?
Come on, yeah. Where do you draw the line?
Kicking a seagull.
Hey, pick on somebody your own species.
He's like, I was hunting.
Yeah. Exactly.
If he had a gun, it would have been fine.
In Hampton, New Hampshire, A man accused of kicking a seagull that tried to eat his cheeseburger.
Of course, up in New Hampshire.
They don't have a kick your grandma up there.
Right, that's right. Yeah, every Floridian knows that he has the right to kick seagulls.
Kick your ground, bitch. the beach has been, he's been fined $124. He should have had my story fucking work out into that deal. Look, I didn't kick the seagull. I was rubbing my neck with some cannabis oil. And
what do you think his first words are? Who are you, the seagull police?
Yeah.
Police he knows a lot about bird law.
Police investigate the report from a bystander who witnessed it. The report says the man, Nate Ranklos, said he had just returned from getting a cheeseburger and fries and was sitting on the sand. It was hard because he didn't speak Spanish. He said seagulls. Okay, hold on. Trying to read this goddamn story.
Those things are filthy, by the way.
Yeah, they are. He said seagulls got to the burger and spun around with his leg to shoo one away, but struck the bird.
Wow.
The guy is a bit of a Van Damme. He doesn't realize he's Jean-Claude.
Yeah. Oh,
he's a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo. This guy's leaving out. You know? Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a fourth dan in Taekwondo. I could do a tornado kick.
My cousin's Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Best of the best, bitch. He said seagulls got the burger and spun around and kicked it by mistake. A witness said it appeared the bird's leg was injured.
Jesus Christ.
And TKO was announced to the fat guy with the burger.
I think that's a KO.
30 seconds into the first round of our beach brawl series. Man versus seagull. A witness said it appeared the bird's leg was injured, yeah. The New Hampshire Fish and Game, Lieutenant Adam Cheney, he woke up and said, what the fuck are you bugging me about this for? He says the seagulls are protected under federal law.
Are they?
Yeah.
How many of those do we need?
At least 655,407.
Are seagulls actually like endangered species or something? Are they?
I don't know if they're as important
species
as the bees, but
yeah, we need the bees.
We need bees, man. That's the thing I always worry about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, we got time for another story. All right, let's see. All right, I don't know if that story works. All right, this is an interesting. Connecticut restaurant owner fined over no dog pee sign.
Okay. No dog pee.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like the owner has it. Like, my dog is, unfortunately, the older dog is pissing all over the place now. We look like this has got to stop.
Right, it happens. And
they get older. Yeah. I had a buddy of mine, John Gilligan.
He's getting older, peeing out.
He was peeing
everywhere too.
Yeah. But he had to put his dog down.
Yeah.
He's a comic in Vegas who let me crash one night at his house. And he was telling me the story. He's like, I had to put her down because she was getting all. You don't know dogs have Alzheimer's.
Okay, yeah.
And they forget where they're at. They just roam and piss anywhere.
Forgetting his name.
Yeah.
You know, calling him, you know, Johnny.
Yeah, he forgot where he left his keys.
Right.
The dog keeps roaming around.
Keeps telling stories from the 40s.
Yeah. He keeps asking for his ex-wife, you know, who died, or his wife who died back in 1972.
Calling his daughter his granddaughter.
Yeah, he's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
that dog.
Yeah, okay.
You know, he keeps fucking trying to change the remote with a telephone, right. Change the TV with a telephone. He's fucked up. The dog's got Alzheimer's. So
is that from the years of playing poker? Or
yeah,
what?
Probably. And that all that time it took to fucking paint that painting, you know, that fumes. Our sarcastic sign in the window of a Connecticut restaurant asking people not to let their dogs pee on the eatery's outside flower pot.
Don't pee on this flower pot.
Has earned the owner a $250 fine. Hey, again, I can get him out of this.
Just the one flower pot. He's got away. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm good at arguing over $250. You don't want to hire an attorney because he's too expensive.
Right.
But if you want to hire me to get you out of a $250 fucking fine, I'll come up with a fucking story. Trust me.
Judge Dougie.
That's right. Duke Nguyen, Vietnamese name. Nguyen?
Nguyen.
Nguyen. Thank you. Yeah, I always think of John Nguyen, different spelling. Owner of Duck's Place in New Haven tells New Haven Independent he was disgusted with people allowing their dogs to urinate. They pee all over the fucking pot.
So they only pee on the one flower pot?
Right, that one. Look at that pot right there.
That's very funny.
Look at that dog and pee. That's not supposed to be a white flower. That's just a fucking white flower. You know, look. He's a yellow.
That's not for pee.
That's for my pee. The dog pee all the time. No, they don't pee over there by the pizza hut. The pizza shop over there, no pee. My fucking restaurant.
He wow, thought, it just like, takes he, you to that scene, doesn't
yeah,
it, ladies and gentlemen? You're just transported.
He thought a humorous sign was a good way to discourage dog walkers from letting their pets relieve themselves on his pot. Attention dog owners, this is a pay-per-pee flower pot.
Paper.
Pay inside or leave your address and we'll kindly return the favor.
Every time he pees. Oh,
that's
going
to be.
It.
Asian guy's going to go to your house and pee on your fucking. You think it's funny? How about now? I pee on your fucking door.
It's a pee on your shitty wall.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's you like your dog could go pee on my pot here. This is all over your fucking window.
This is the plot of the movie The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
What's the Chinaman pees on your rug.
He's a nihilist, man.
On to Smith, the city's public space enforcement officer. Boy, that's a title. What do you do for a living? I'm a public space enforcement officer.
Space enforcement. He's in Space Force.
Yeah, I'm going to...
See, they've been around for a long time.
Space Force.
Thought it was his...
Wynn said broke two city ordinances for being public nuisance and issued the fine. Wynn says, I'm going to appeal that motherfucker. No pay for that. Mm-hmm. That's just great. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're back. After a week, we're gone, but we're
times.
Back. And thanks, Sarah Dover, for joining us today.
Thank you, Dougie. Thank you, Facebook Live. Thank you.
And where can they find your shit and do
oh,
your...
Oh, if
your,
you want to check me out, at Ciro Comic or comedy, or Ciro Dobrik's Comedy Circus on YouTube, and check me out every Monday night at the 19th hole in Hollandale Beach, Florida.
Ethan Moore, buddy.
Hey, good to be here, Dougie. You can check me out at... Ethan is not funny on Twitter or Instagram. Also, I do a podcast with John Gregory every week. It's called Mean and Sober. You can look it up on iTunes or meanandsober.com.
There you go, guys. And like I said, this Saturday, if you're in Fort Pierce, come out to the Sunrise Theater Comedy Corner. Jim Florentine's your headline. I'm going to be doing a surprise guest spot. I got a bunch of new jokes. I gave you a couple of those new tags I just wrote.
Pretty good.
I was feeling good. And the new material button is just fucking exploding. I'm
nice.
Excited. And don't forget to listen to the Paul Casanova show on Thursday morning. Jim Florentine will be on that. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. After that, next week, I'm going to be at the World Series of Comedy in the Belle Terre Casino in Indianapolis, Indiana somewhere. Just go out there. Find out the World Series of Comedy. I'm competing on Thursday night, 7:30 show. And let's see what happens. At any rate, other than that, follow our show on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook as well. And go to our main site, WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. Donate. Be a patron. Fucking give. Look, he has to eat, too. Look at fucking Sierra hasn't eaten.
Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell. He's,
I missed
so,
it.
Go be a patron. Donate $1.50, whatever the hell it is. We appreciate it. Go to the site.
Or more.
And listen, if you listen every day, that's, like I said, that's 8 shows a month. You know, if that's 50 cents a show, that's $4 a month.
Okay.
If half our listeners did that, dude, you guys would be getting like $50 a month.
There you go.
And gas money. Or, well, maybe not that much, you know, but like $30, you know, at least every week, like $10 a week for gas.
Dougie's like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
We can do some accounting.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm over. I'm like.
You put the pen in your mouth. Like,
I'm like Elon Musk, all high and saying stupid shit. Anyway.
Past performance is no guarantee.
Thank you very much for that disclosure. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And we'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here with Mr. Elgin David, of course, and special guest co-host tomorrow, Chris Priester, teacher, will be here in the studio with me. Tune in tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Send fire to the sky as he landed, carry to the world children of the sun, children of the sun.